Faye Phillips with Faye Ray Designs, and you've got an international women's photo shoot with a very, very internationally popular designer, and that's happening this weekend. Tell us about it so that literally, ladies that are listening, you can come be in the photo shoot if you want.
Yes, this is a different opportunity that I've put together. We did it 1 year in Fairhope, and I now live in Foley. So it's a come-and-go reception slash international photo shoot honoring International Women's Day, and the VIP guest is Miss Lacey Capone, who does Fashion Week all over the world, New York, okay. Paris, London, Dubai. She's a wonderful talent.
Wow. And so what do folks do? Where do we go? And what do we wear if we want to be included in some of these events?
The easiest thing I tell people is just wear all one color or at least solids, because what she does and what I do are things we can add on to people, like layer it and stuff like that. I do a lot of sarong wraps without seams and things like that. And she does the hand crochet pieces that are one size fits all and, uh-huh. and unisex.
So I might want to wear all black,
yes, or all red or white, or
solid,
what, yeah.
So that y'all can accessorize
exactly.
us with your wraps and the crochet and whatnot. And where do we go?
I've been working on this for a while, so the first thing I did was get permission from the city of Foley, because I wanted to shoot in on 59 and 98, the famous intersection there. And so we'll meet at, you come at 8 or 9, but I'd be there by, before 10, because I'm staggering people coming in. But we meet at the Copper Kettle, that's right by the train park at 106 North Chicago. It's one block east of 59.
Okay. So be there by what, 9-ish?
Nine would be great.
Okay, all right.
We are going to feature children in the first little part so they can go away, and we'll have big people. So, but we'll shoot in that area and around the park, the train park, and mm-hmm. the Wee Wee Paris restaurant, Yabba's, all that.
Okay.
The catwalk. And then we'll take a break, lunch is on people's own, although I am having the morning part catered by Bay Breeze Cafe.
Okay.
Out of
Fayette. Right here in
yes,
okay. Julie
yes.
and her gang, okay.
And the easy one to remember, and I certainly have a lot of people interested in the whole day, but at 2 p.m. we meet at OWA. I have permission for us to photo shoot in Paula Deen's restaurant.
Okay.
Oh, fun.
I'm telling you, and they're trying to get her in town for that day because she's due for a visit. And I said, well, I think that would just be smashing.
Wouldn't that be amazing to have Paula Deen there in your photo shoot?
Well, they got a cutout of her. She does. I'm just kidding.
Oh, yeah, we'll use the cutout for sure, right?
But like I said, I was recently informed that this will also flow over to Sunday. And so with same agenda, we'll meet downtown 8, 9 or so and by the Copper Kettle, and then we'll go to OWA again, I'm sure. But that was news to me. And
okay.
So we're still ironing that out. But there are people that couldn't come on Saturday because they work.
Mm-hmm.
So now they can come on Sunday.
Okay.
So, okay.
Probably about the same hours.
So do you want folks, do we need to confirm with you or reserve with you, or can listeners literally just say, hey,
let's go.
Hey,
yes.
BFF, let's go.
Yeah. No, just come.
Okay.
Because it would be overwhelming, all the people I've already talked to that are
right.
ready to come. But this is a great opportunity. We want it to look international. Mm-hmm. This is Foley, Alabama. We'll be put on the international scale of her magazine, which goes out all over the world.
Mm-hmm.
And I told her this magazine is a $50 magazine.
Whoa.
And she will probably do close to I'd say a 12-page spread on Foley.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, and it'll have three. I've got a Daphne designer. Miss Arnetta Sims is coming. Miss Lacey Capone's driving in from out of state. And then myself, my Faye Ray Designs. So I'm asking people, rather than makeup artists, because people are really funny about people getting up in their face right mm-hmm. now, I'm just asking women to bring their favorite lipstick. I prefer red. Just bring your own lipstick. And I've got gift bags for the first 7 people that morning and for the first 7 that afternoon. I guess I'll be making some more for Sunday.
But now, on makeup, I'm sorry, I was looking at the magazine called Amazing.
Yes, you type in Amazing Fashion Magazine. And
you can find
Instagram,
it.
Instagram, website,
okay.
Facebook, and this is her 9th year in publication.
Okay. So we do wear our own makeup.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes,
right.
Because, you know, we'll be outdoors some, and I think
mm-hmm.
people know how to wear their own makeup or whatever.
But it's supposed to be great weather.
I read that, and this morning I looked at it, and I thought, thank God it's not until Saturday.
Right, right. Yeah, it's one of those stay in the bed days this morning.
And listen, I want to be sure to mention this. We're focusing on any females from young ladies to great, great, great grandmas coming for this. The first hour or so on Saturday, we'll have some children at the tables, and they're building out their vision board. Their vision board.
Okay.
But via Amanda McFadden, who has had events like that, and it's absolutely amazing to watch these very young children cut pictures out of something they want to post and make happen in their life.
Okay.
Okay.
And it's not dollar signs.
Neat.
Okay.
All right. Well, we'll talk about this more when the phone's not ringing too at 928-9228. You had a question, Mark. Go ahead.
I was going to say, you don't have to be a typical model. You don't have
absolutely
to be the tall, skinny.
No, and we need men for props.
85.
Oh, wait. You just said you need men for props. Mark will be there.
Well,
that's funny.
Well, I was going to say, where can the guys go to stand back and watch this?
Well, there will be space, I promise you, because that's why I'm doing a lot of it outside, so people feel safer. And that OWA, that's when they're at Paula Deen's. They won't be, of course, busy at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. We'll see. Mm-hmm. But we shoot outside and all around there, and that will be a nice statement. And I asked local business people in Fairhope and Foley, about bringing in OWA, because I really want to focus on downtown Foley.
Okay.
About bringing in OWA. And so, you know what everybody said? Absolutely, let's do it.
Well, they're part of the community now,
too. They really are.
And there's lots of great backdrops for photo shoots there.
Yes.
With the rides and the lake and all of the cool stores.
Yes.
So that'll be nice.
I think it'll be endless.
Very good. Should we tell folks to like your Facebook page or your design page or anything so they can learn more that way?
Yes. Faye Phillips, FayePhillips, or Faye Ray Designs. I'm wearing a red fedora on both things in my Facebook profile.
I wanted to get your picture because folks probably will recognize you when they see you because your red fedora is your signature, if you will. So you've probably seen Faye Ray around town over the years and her tiny little perfect cute little figure and her red fedora.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Thank you, darling.
You're so welcome. 928-9228 is...
It's in my wood burning heater, the pipe. And I think he fell down yesterday and he must have crawled back up. I don't know.
Wow.
What in the world's going on out there?
All right, Floyd's an exterminator. I don't know if he's going to deal with a critter in your stovepipe or not. Then there's another outdoors. What's the name of JJ McCool's? McCool Outdoors.
I don't know.
Outdoor. I don't know. We'll put it out there and put your phone number out there and see what we can find. How about that?
Okay, I'm gonna leave my house phone. It's 928-2767.
928-2767. Yeah, try Floyd Rose. You probably know Floyd Rose.
Yeah, I do.
I would try him, and if you don't hear from anybody, and if he can't do it, imagine he'd know somebody that would.
Oh, because it could be a bird. I don't know.
Wow. Okay. I had two small birds flying to my house recently. I'll keep the back door open for the dogs on a nice day, and they came on into the house, and we just left the doors open. Mm-hmm. They found their way back out, but it sounds like this one might be stuck.
I might be having a call now.
Okay, thank you. How quick
bye-bye.
Is that? She's already getting a phone call. That her number was 928
power of Swap Shop
2767. Swap Shop, good morning.
Good morning, Lori. How you doing?
Hi, James. Good. How are you?
Doing fine. I got several things I want to put on. I still have my 46-inch Samsung color TV. It's a glass screen. It's not a smart TV. And I was going to ask 195, but I'll take it down to 150. And it has a remote with it. And then I got... this has been in the family since 2011. My brother-in-law had a four-wheel scooter. It was built by Mobility Pride. It's red in color. It's got two brand-new batteries. Excellent condition. Cost over $1,200 new. Won $800 for that. And then with that same scooter, for the purpose of transporting, we have a Harmar lift for the scooter. two vehicle in the back. It was purchased in 2012. It's electric, and it's in perfect operating condition. To buy that at that time was over $4,000. Plus, you had to pay for installation and the hitch. It would take $1,600 for that. And my number, it was either you call me 284-1181.
Okay.